Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Hello to Bear Mannion, who was on to us to say welcome back, Fran. Thanks very much indeed, Bear. And to my great friend, Joe Noble as well. Hello to you, Joe. And I hope all is well with you. And thank you for your lovely text as well. Patrick was on to us to say, Fran, hotels and restaurants are saying they can't get staff. I've applied for two jobs and I've still heard nothing back where that is concerned. Joe was on to us to say, we're not talking about banks. Martin Brown ducked the question about pub cheats and whether or not they should be reported. Fran, if you're talking about publicans after all the talk about social distance, etc. yesterday, that was not my experience around the county. Well, let us talk about pubs now, because lots of pubs and restaurants were putting in hard hours over a lockdown, refurbishing their premises and getting ready for the big opening. And I'm glad to be joined now by Richie Leeson. And Richie is chairman of the BFI in Tipperary. Good morning to you, Richie.
Good morning, Fran.
Good to talk to you today. You opened your doors yesterday, Richie. What was the experience like?
It was great, Fran. It was absolutely fabulous. It's fantastic to be back in action. It's hard work, but it's great. We're delighted to be doing it, and we're very fortunate. I know that some of our members aren't open just yet, and we hope they'll be open soon enough. But those of us that can do the outdoor, we're up and running and we're delighted with it.
That's what I found strange yesterday, in fact, driving around the county, is that some pubs I thought might have been open didn't open up or didn't choose to open up yesterday, Richie.
Yeah, you know, I've been talking to the different members. Some of them are wary. They wanted to wait some time, and others didn't have the facilities, they didn't have the space.
Yes.
And they couldn't make it viable.
Interesting. So your experience yesterday was a good one. Did you have a tsunami of people wanting to get in yesterday, Richie, or how did that work?
Well, I've been working a booking system, Fran, and I'm also accepting walk-ins if there's space available. But so for the last few weeks, I've been manning the social media and the phones and stuff, and trying to work out a system whereby we're booked out as best as possible and in a safe manner. So, it was pretty organized. It was pretty much ready to go. You know, when we opened the doors, I knew who was coming in at what times and where they were going to be sitting, and we worked from there.
Very good. And did you find people were adhering to the advice and to how you wanted to structure your premises, Richie?
Absolutely. I mean, like always, Fran, with any of the kind of reopening and closings and all the different things that have happened in the last while, you know, we did have to remind some people at different times, you know, that you need to stay in your seat, you need to wear a mask when you're going to the toilet and different things like that. But generally, everybody was aware. And, you know, we've been living with COVID for quite some time now, so that we all pretty much know, you know, like anything, the odd person every now and then kind of gets up and forgets their mask and you have to remind them to put it on. That's just, I think we all don't know. I think everybody in the country at this point has walked towards the door of a shop and gone, oh, the mask. So, you know, that's just natural. But yeah, no, it was great. Everybody was fantastic.
Right. But Joe Ant was there to say he passed some pubs and, you know, he saw people which rather close together and that kind of thing. Is it very hard to police that, though, Richie, you know?
Well, Fran, it's very easy for us to look from the outside in and make decisions on what we see. But, like, the tables of six is allowed. Those six people are entitled to interact in whichever way they want. They could be six family members. They could be, you know, it doesn't really matter. The rules are there now that the outdoor settings are very safe. Well, a hell of a lot safer than indoors. And that, you know, those groups of six are entitled to be close together if they wish to be. And as long as there's a metre distance between the a metre is not very much either. So again, it's perception. You know, the people, we've been living, unfortunately, in a very scared and fragile state for over a year now. And so people will look at these situations and go, oh my God, look at them so mingling so close together. But this is actually what's allowed now. And we have to get out of that mindset that, you know, we're coming away and out of COVID. There's a lot of vaccinations happened. You know, I'm vaccinated myself, thank God. And some of my staff are. And quite a few people I've spoken to in the last few days are vaccinated. I was quite surprised at how many were, actually, which is fantastic. It's a great indictment of the rollout. And, you know, so things are moving in the right direction, and we maybe need to be a little less critical of what we're looking at and what we're seeing. You know, yes, of course, I'm sure that not everything is going to be 100% perfect everywhere. But, you know, there is a level of interaction allowable right now.
So what happens then? I mean, will you open every day then, Richie, or how will that work?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned now, Fran, I'm back to normal. I'll open every single day, and for as long as it's viable, anyway. Mm. And
what do you mean by that? Now, you'll have to look at things, will you, over a period of time?
Of course, as with days gone by, you know, our weekends would be our busiest time, and you know, at different times there would be a level of a quieter night and all the rest of it. And unfortunately, with the regulations and the rules that are there at the moment, there's a hell of a lot of staffing involved in trying to do table service and do everything right. So we'll open every single day of the week for now. But obviously, if that becomes less viable on certain nights, I may have to choose to not open. As you know, speaking again to other publicans that I know well, they're teasing it out at the moment. They're seeing how they're going. Most of them are planning to open, as always, every day of the week. They want to see their customers come in. They want to be able to offer that facility of being able to come in for a quiet drink and enjoy it. And I will endeavour to do the same, but we just don't know how that's going to work.
It's something we'll be discussing a little later on as well, but you've been very good to musicians, particularly young bands, over the years. Can you understand why music isn't allowed in the equation, Richie?
No, I don't understand it at all, Fran. I think it's another, you know what, it reminds me of our 9 euro meal. It makes no sense whatsoever. If you can adapt, we're supposed to be scientific about the way we approach what's happening with COVID-19. And, you know, if you take a scientific approach, of course you can have live music. You know, they talk about loudness and how people have to talk over each other. Well, there's venues all around the country have used decibel meters for years when they've had live bands, and if it went over a certain level, the actual power cut off for the fans, I believe, with these things. But you know, there's ways and means of being scientific. If you tell musicians this at this point, you can't go beyond that. Mm. Well, you know, there's fantastic technology out there to let people know, right? Okay, and a couple of lads sitting in a corner doing a trad session. How, you know, especially if they're not singing. You know, if you actually have a trad session and there's nobody singing, you know, there's no projected voices, there's no spread of aerosols. So, you know, again, it baffles the mind as to why it's just a blanket ban on live music. It's just absurd, and I really feel for musicians. It's, you know, I have a lot of great friends that are musicians, and as you said, I've had music. It's part of my life. I love having music in my pub, and I miss it very much. And I had plans, you know, I thought, okay, surely to God, coming out of this now, things are getting a bit better. We'll be able to have a little bit of live music. And I had plans with some of my regular musicians to do stuff. And we had to knock that in the head until the regulations change, until the rules change.
Well, what a shame that is. But listen, congratulations on opening anyway, Richie. And we wish you and all of your people the very best for the future. Thanks, Richie. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye-bye to you now. Richie Gleeson there of Gleeson's wonderful pub in Clonmel speaking to us there. Let's go north of the county now and to the Abbey Court Hotel in Nina, and sales and marketing manager there is Michelle Kavanagh, who joins me. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, but more importantly, how are you and your colleagues in the Abbey Court? How have things been going for you?
Great. I think a lot of the staff may be a little bit tired now after the last few days, which is only understandable. You know, they've been off for a good few months, so to get back into it and for it to be so busy, I suppose it's taken its toll a little bit, but sure, we'll get there.
And how busy are you at the moment, Michelle?
So with accommodation, it's fairly busy. Now, yesterday was super busy because we were open for the first day to non-residents, so that was a little bit of a novelty, I think, for some people as well. You know, coming down to the hotel, being able to sit outside and have a drink, you know.
Yeah.
So it was great to see, though, but it was busy.
And how do you see it then, as you know, as we travel through the summer then, Michelle? You know, is this what we have to look forward to? Is this it?
I think so. I mean, I know there is talk of the 5th of July that we'll have the indoor dining, but I can see the outdoor dining being super popular, you know, because, again, people are still that little bit nervous about being indoors with, you know, more people, with people that they don't know as well. So I think the outdoor dining is going to be huge for us, which is fine. We're well able for it. We have the facilities for that. So, I mean, either or is fine with us.
And people come from all over the country to you.
Yes, so it's fantastic. I mean, we had a couple that travelled up from Kildare yesterday. It wasn't just to have a drink. It was just the experience of sitting outside somewhere different. I mean, looking at our beautiful gardens, looking at the lovely flowers that we have. It was just something different for them. You know, people have been stuck inside. They've been stuck in their county. Mm-hmm. Just want to see something different.
Mm. And is that what you're getting from people, that there's an excitement about this, there's an opening up?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I don't know who was more excited, was it the guests or was it the staff, or was it just me? I don't know. It was just, there was a definite air of happiness. It was just happiness, that's what we felt yesterday and all of last week as well.
Very good indeed. And weddings, Michelle, what's
to you know? So weddings are a tricky one. Mm-hmm. I mean, our next few weddings are small affairs, you know, the maximum of 25. And then hopefully September we're going on to the bigger weddings. But as Richie was saying, it's the music that's a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
And that's still an issue even with the weddings, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't have, like, I mean, you know, traditionally you think of a wedding, you think of this party that you have with your family and your friends up dancing. I mean, there isn't even a first dance. So that's something that bride and grooms are looking at. And a lot of them are moving to 22 because of that. You know, especially if you want to have that bigger wedding.
Do you understand this in any way? I mean, your function room there is a huge function room.
Huge.
I mean, you could have hundreds of people in there, Michelle.
Yeah, we could have up to 400. But Richie, what are you to do? Or, sorry, Fran, what are you to do? You have to, like, I mean, you have to stick with the guidelines. We have to keep everybody safe.
Uh-huh.
And there are dates available further down the line. So this is what we're trying to push to our bride and grooms, that they can still have that big party, even if they have to wait a little bit longer.
There's also all sorts of rumours going around. You know, the hotels are packed and full, and this point is even calling them up. Is that becoming damaging to hotels, do you think? This impression that you're all booked up and all of that.
I don't think so. I mean, it gives an air of optimism, I suppose, you know, that people are trying to get back to normality. But we're very much aware of our social distancing and all the guidelines that we have to stick to. I mean, even the bedrooms, you know, the bedrooms are sealed once they're cleaned. Nobody can go into that bedroom until the guest is in that bedroom. So that's very important. And again, that gives people that sense of, you know, safety and that we're looking after them.
Which is so important. No, but what I meant was in terms of that people, you know, that might like to book a place like the Abbey Court in Nina for a couple of days, but thinking, sure, look, it's pointless to me ringing, they'll be all booked up.
No. They should phone.
They should always phone.
Phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll always find room for people. Always. We will very rarely turn anybody away. You know, there's always something there.
Very good.
So always make that call.
Finally, do you think, Michelle, you know, are we changed forever in terms of hospitality and tourism and all of that because of COVID, do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I think what we're going through now is the way it's going to be.
Mm.
You know, and it's fine. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, wearing the mask, people are still so used to wearing them. They're used to wearing the mask, you know. Mm. I know Richie was saying that a few people went up to the bar thinking that they could get served to the bar, and we had that as well. But I think people will just realise, I don't go to the bar, somebody will come to me. And I think we just get used to it. As I said before, we're so adaptable, we'll just get on with it.
All right. Well, Michelle, we wish you the very best and thanks for coming on with
Thank
us
you,
today.
Fran.
Thank you,
Fran. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Kavanagh there, who is Sales and Marketing Manager at the Abbey Court Hotel in Nina. A lot of us not going back to pubs, Fran. A drink has gone up again. It's far too expensive. We can buy kegs cheap and drink in Shee Beans, it says here. And, another listener saying, I went to the Templemore Arms yesterday for lunch with my niece. It was just fabulous. It was very well set up. It was a great feeling to be out and about again. And listening to you here in Johnstown in Kilkenny, as I do every single morning. And I love your show, says one of our listeners. Well, thank you so much indeed for that. And we're delighted to have you on board. Let me read through some more of what's coming into us, and I'll bring it to you in just a little while.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call TIP today on 1-800-938-007. TIP FM's TIP Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.